Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Intuitive Conversations with Tamara and Chantel. I'm Chantel Neufeld.
I'm Tamara Franz.
Today, we're talking about how are we all doing?
It is March 11th, 2025. So we are in the thick of some pretty intense changes going on. We're Canadian and so and living right near the border. And so the dynamics between Canada and the U.S. are affecting our lives very much. So yeah, we just thought we'd do a check-in with each other and with anyone who happens to be watching and just talking about how are we handling these times? What are we doing to gain some perspective on what's going on and how do we keep ourselves sane?
So should I go first?
Weigh in, yeah.
Okay. So yesterday I posted something to my Instagram, like a stories thing. It was this lady talking about like how to not feel bad for not responding the same way other people respond. And she's like, we are all different personalities. We all have different gifts. And some of us are fighters. Some of us are lovers. Like we respond to things differently and we all have a different role to play. And not everyone has to have the same role. And we don't all have to like do the same thing in order to be right and good. And when I posted that, the Buddha doodles, you know, the Buddha doodles, she contacted me and she said, thank you so much for posting that because I've been, you know, feeling some sort of way about that. Like, cause she kind of has the same view as me. Like this is, we're putting out love, we're putting out positivity and like encouragement and that kind of thing. And, I love, people who are passionate about their work. So like Esther Perel, Sonia Choquette, I was able to talk to her this week. Oh my goodness. Like that was such a miracle. Just focusing, like they focus on what they're passionate about and what like sparks joy for them. And that's inspiring to me too, to bring myself back to what sparks joy for me, because I don't want anyone else out there on the news or whatever to steal my joy. Like if they steal my joy, then they've won and we don't want them to win. So there's that.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, I find myself in a different space, or should I say many different spaces.
Yeah, and that's okay.
I mean, I kind of flip from seeing things from a higher perspective because I think that's important. And we know we're going through a time of massive shift. I think we've all known for a very long time that our systems are not holding and they're not sustainable. And the way that we're living on the earth is not sustainable and it isn't bringing joy. As much as we want to pretend that everything is running along smoothly, it hasn't been for a very long time. But change means disruption, and so that's unsettling. And so, yes, it's easy to go into the space of being unsettled by what's going on. I'm also a deeply, deeply loyal person and feel a great sense of solidarity with humanity in general, with my fellow countrymen, with my community. And so it's not always easy for me to take that objective stance and just say, oh, let whatever happens happen. There's a fighter in me that wants to step forward and say, not just encourage people, but also speak truth, because there is a lot of gaslighting going on. We know that corporate media has been compromised by moneyed interests. And that's been ongoing for a long time, but it's just become a gradually increasing problem over time to the point where we cannot rely on corporate media for the truth. And so, to be able to give alternative messages and say, draw attention to the places where we are being lied to, I think those things are important too, that it's easy to go into the space of spiritual bypassing where, oh, everything is lovely, everything is awesome, like the Lego movie. You know, we do want to acknowledge that things are crumbling and that there's a lot of fear around that. I don't want to gaslight people out of their own experience of grief and, insecurity and anxiety and even being frightened about what's happening. I think it's important also to acknowledge those things. So yeah, so there's a lot of like, there's parts of me in all of these different places, and sometimes it's really hard to integrate all of that. And so that's a daily work. And so I feel like it's important to have other places, other sources to go to. So you mentioned a couple of yours. Do you want to say a little more about,
Sonia Choquette,
or or Esther Perez, or like some of these people that help keep you, keep you grounded during this time?
Well, like I had made a dream board this year. My kid, my oldest kid, has made one every year, and it's been inspiring to me, and you make them. And I just hadn't gotten around to making one. And so I did. And those two people are on there. And I got to, like, I was on this call, like a free training call. And out of like over 1,000 people, I was picked to be the demo. And so to me, I was just like, okay, dream boards work. that was one of my main takeaways. I did ask her how to kind of navigate life when you have like ADHD and like how to focus and be in the moment and like connect to your guides and ask for help when my natural inclination is to like plan everything and, set all my timers and just overthink everything. And so she gave some good encouragement, and I'm going through her journal now, like her guided journal. And so that's been helping me.
Yeah.
Just little reminders about the barking dog ego saying like,
for those who are not familiar, the name Sonia Choquette has come up
a lot.
Quite a few times, probably in our podcast. We both really enjoy her. Mm-hmm. She's an intuitive teacher who for decades has been teaching people how to tune into their intuition and listen to the guidance that they receive. She's a very grounded person, has a YouTube channel, and lots of helpful techniques about getting around anxiety and how to just really tune into how to ground yourself and tune into your inner guidance.
Yeah, and I think that it's really important. Like, I know that everybody wants to be safe and feel secure and know what's going to happen in the future. There's literally no way to know. So we really have to be connected to our intuition in order to navigate these times, to know in the moment what's the next, what did they say in Frozen 2? The next right thing, just do the next right thing. So, yeah, I just think that's a really good lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. You said something that triggered a thought, and now it has just completely evaporated.
Oh, dear. I love it when
the
that
happens.
The next
right thing, intuition, oh, it'll come back.
Yeah, well, just like that we don't know what's going to happen. Like, there is a lot of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And, well, I'll say whatever you said before triggered me to think about grief. When I was going through grief when my brother and sister died, my cousin came over and just was with me with all of my moods, because the moods get and the cycle of grief, like it changes all the time. And I didn't need her to come over there and like be down in the dumps with me. I didn't need her to be there and like, do the spiritual bypassing or the like cheer me up thing. I just needed her to be with me, and she was. It was such a good example for how I want to be during this time when other people are going through the stages of grief, when things are crumbling, like just to be there and like, I don't have to be down the dumps and I don't have to be super cheerful. I could just be there, be myself, and that's enough.
We
can all show up with our gifts, and that's enough. We don't have to be a certain way.
Right. Yeah. I'm remembering now the thought that was triggered. Because you talked about uncertain times, and we can't know the future, but that's always been the case, right?
Yeah.
And how many times do my husband Joel and I say to each other, I could walk out tomorrow and a brick could fall on my head. I could be hit by a bus, right? There's
never know.
Nothing has ever been guaranteed. It's just now that's more in our face than usual.
Yeah.
But life has always been that way.
Yeah, we think that we have everything figured out and planned out. Like, often I plan my day and half of it goes different than I had planned, right? Mm-hmm. Or my week or my month or my year, right? Yeah. Like, we make our plans and then, we are co-creating with the universe, whether we're doing it intentionally or not. It happens.
Yeah. So you mentioned Sonia Choquette. Mm-hmm. And one of the people who's groundedness has really helped anchor me during this time is a woman named Pam Gregory. She's an astrologer from England. Well, one of the things that she does is she started every Sunday, and this doesn't happen online or anything. It's just a suggestion she made to her listening community is at 7 p.m. every Sunday, sit down for 15 minutes and just envision the world that you want to see. Remember how Gandhi said we must be the world that we want to create. And so what is that world? Think about the generosity of spirit. Think about people awakening to their potential. Think about sharing the abundance so that nobody has to starve. Think about being a presence of peace so that wars everywhere end. And at this point now, she's suggesting every evening. So whatever time that works out for you, you can check online what your local time is. But that would be something small to do for 15 minutes a day, where you know you're connecting with a much larger community. And think of all of these people around the globe, because she has quite a following. And this is all based on the work done by Lynn McTaggart, who wrote some books, The Intention Experiment. And she's done many, many experiments with people intentionally meditating in different places.
Oh, yeah.
And then measuring the crime level and there is a noticeable effect that people have when they gather together with a common intention. And so that's something that we can all tap into that can help us feel like we're part of something larger that is, because this is a time of opportunity, right? When we're in a time of shift, old systems are crumbling.
We need new solutions.
And we've known it, but we just haven't known how. Now we're being forced into it. And that was always going to be the way, because power never releases its grip easily. And so we are going to see the powers that be crumbling before our eyes. And this is a time for us to intentionally contribute to the world we want to create.
Yeah, so it's there's this quote that came to mind, energy flows where attention goes.
Yeah.
So where do we want to be giving our attention to, the news or the world we want to create?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they should at least get equal time. I mean, yeah. I'm not giving the news much time, but they should at least get equal time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's, like, what we're envisioning. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm all about hypnosis, and literally it's about the imagination and what you're envisioning. And so if we're envisioning bad things happening all the time and believing what the news says, which is, like, everyone's bad things are happening all the time, and we're not getting any good news, because we have a lot of people in the world who want peace, you know, we have a lot of good people doing good things for other people all the time, and are we filling our minds with that? Are we dwelling on that?
It's actually up to us to be the good news, right? And we can be the good news to each other by sharing news stories that are inspiring, people that are stepping up to be heroic during this time, because this is a collective hero's journey that we're all on now. And this is a chance for us to move into a new stage of growth. And I truly believe that that's what this is all about.
We're going to need relationships to do it. And I think that's what Esther Perel, like, really represents to me, is how to have good relationships, not only with, like, your family members, but with friends and community, and just how to understand yourself and others. And also, I am thinking about now, like, religion has played a big part in our upbringing. And in my teenage years, I went to this church where it was really, like, us versus them mentality. It was like a war mentality. And how you were talking about envisioning for 15 minutes, like, how close is that to prayer? You know, like, mm-hmm. it's like different religions have different ways, whether it's visualization, whether it's prayer, however they do it, it's pretty much the same thing. It's setting an intention. It's envisioning something in your mind. It's asking for what you want. And
it's making a conscious choice about where we want to devote our energy. And that alone is empowerment. That's claiming our sovereignty.
Yeah, and just finding commonality with people who seem to be different than you. Yeah. We're not that different. Like, we all came to Earth with the same sovereignty, and we're all just trying to figure it out and have a happy, peaceful life. So
there's I also listen a lot to Suzanne Eastman, who is also a very grounded presence, has a background in the military, has a very interesting story about being the last plane in the sky on September 11th because she was the assistant to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the US. And she went from that career into becoming a medium through a whole chain of events. Her story is very interesting. But she suggests using the phrase, "Isn't that interesting?" which immediately can flip us from fear into curiosity, right? And so even if you are watching the news, what if you get in the habit of saying, "Isn't that interesting?" instead of, "Oh no, this is terrible," or "Those horrible people out there," or "Isn't that interesting?" Because we never know where a chain of events is going to lead. And you know how much I love Lord of the Rings, but that's a story about how all of these horrifying threats that face the Fellowship and especially the four hobbits at times appear so overwhelming. But even the bad things that happen, and even the characters like Gollum, who seem to be evil, they can still become instruments moving something in a direction where it actually needs to go and turns out for the best. So retaining that curiosity is another thing.
I think that's a very big piece of solutions to have that curiosity, because when you're looking for, ways that solutions can happen, curiosity is the first step to that, right?
Yeah, and that creates the open space, right, for solutions to come in, gets us out of our rigid thinking where we can't see. Because as Einstein said, you can't solve a problem at the level it was created, right? So just creating that little space of curiosity creates an
It
opening.
makes you go higher and see the bigger picture, which allows for more solutions for sure.
Yeah. So hopefully that gives a little bit of perspective and some ideas for our audience. And we'll probably pick up the threads of this in our next podcast.
Sounds good. Until next time,
Keep
keep following
saying.
following your heart
Okay,
song,
so there
singing
we
your
go.
heart song, it
Yeah,
all works.
awesome.